Rob, is when you pretend you're listening to the music, and to me, what you're really doing is just stopping all the commotion. When you're in a place of compassion, compassion is allowing. Compassion is having that attitude that puts a big smile on your face. Big, stupid smile. That's compassion. So I don't know why I'm smiling. Do I have to have a reason? That's the attitude. You know, the human, the body has gotten pretty tired. Whew, tired. So what do? Body's tired, so you go work out. Go figure. Still trying to understand that one. Your body is tired. It's getting old. That's not me saying it, it's you saying it. I'm just repeating your words. Body gets so vulnerable. Especially those who have a lot of what you call sensitivity. You're usually imbalanced. You're sensing everything, everybody else, other than yourself. Body picks up on everybody's junk. Sometimes you actually want it to. You take on everybody else's stuff right into your body. Smacko. Body. Oh, forgets how to sleep. Body hurts at times. I look at the energy in your body. It's so locked up. Fear. Fear of itself. Kind of interesting. The body's getting really tired. Run down. Kind of an interesting dynamic is that you're so damn strong-willed that it kind of had to come to this, just getting run down before you'd stop and listen. So tough that the body had to start getting so tired before you'd let that dream of the soul come in. Even though the human physical body is tired, your crystalline I am body, your soul body, is not. Your soul body is not tired. It comes to you filled with energy. Unlimited energy. The human might be tired and the body wearing out, but the soul is not. It is ageless. Its reservoir is unending. This body, the crystalline body, comes into your physical body. You let go of the tiredness, the illness, the aches and pains, as you invite the crystalline body. The crystalline body will never get tired like the human body. Why? Doesn't have a mind attached to it. Crystalline body truly never ages. Crystalline body gently, gently, with the compassion of a master dreamwalker, comes to you right now. Human mind, so confused, so wrapped up in itself, just trying to get through the day, figure it out. It's gotten so filled with stories, and actually just what I consider to be very limited perceptions of its experiences. In other words, not the truth. So filled with its fears. My poor mind, like a little scared bunny, trying to act tough. Mind winding and winding and winding on itself, desperately wanting to unwind but not knowing how, so it continues winding and winding tighter and tighter. The divine intelligence does not wind at all. The divine intelligence is clarity, simplicity, and ease. The divine intelligence doesn't have a need to know everything, because within the I am, it realizes it knows everything that it needs. While the human mind is confused, racing around, desperately seeking answers, the divine mind comes in. The divine mind comes into this reality, easing the human mind of the tension, of the grayness, of the confusion. And it does so with such joy. Does so with such amazing compassion. I just needed you to be silent for a moment. The divine intelligence is crystalline, clear. It has its structures, but the structures are constantly free, fluid. Allows for its experiences, but never gets caught in them. The divine mind comes to you in this dream walk, Mihrab. And it wonders, when the human mind is going to get so tired, it just allows. Human mind stops winding itself in circles and just allows. It's present. It's not off somewhere else. It's not the distant dream. It's here. Now, what is it going to take? Compassion? Human heart, perhaps you would call it your feelings, the heart, feels betrayed in many ways, walked on, hopes often stamped out or robbed by others. Human heart feels violated by others. Oftentimes by itself. Oh, it wants so much. It wants so much to let you and everyone else know of its tenderness, of its love, of its desire for life. But it feels that every time it's opened up, it's been attacked. So the human heart has closed down. Quiet, gotten sad, divine heart, the I am, is clear, is fresh. It does not know betrayal, and it never will. It does not know being robbed or violated, and it never, ever will. This human heart so much wants to feel love in true openness. With a divine heart, it can once again. The I am, with its divine heart, with its divine intelligence, its crystalline body, is clear, energized, untainted, and will always remain clear, energized, and pure. Comes to you in this dream walk. Doesn't matter if it's coming from the beginning of all time. It doesn't matter if it's coming from some point in the future. It doesn't matter how it got here, but it's here. It doesn't matter if you think you're worthy, if you think you're ready. It knows, you know, you are. Take a deep breath, and with this beautiful reconnection with who you really are, what does it take? Does it take more suffering? More failures, more tiredness, sleepless nights, bad experiences. It shouldn't. We're in a new era now. We're in a new attitude now. It shouldn't. There should be no more struggling or suffering. When we gather each month, it should just be talking about how much you allowed, not what difficulties you went through. Deep breath. You've come to visit yourself from the past, the present, the future, and the now. Crystalline self has come to embody with you. Come into this tired body and the confused mind and the broken heart. Come back to the I am. What does it take? Just this simplicity. That's it. Gently allowing you to come home. Not thinking our way through it. Not just dreaming about it anymore. Not holding all of this off somewhere else. It's simple. A lot of work to do, fun to do.